Ross and Carrie, the show where we don't just report on fringe science, spirituality, and claims of the paranormal, but take part ourselves.
Yep, when they make the claims, we show up so you don't have to. I'm Ross Blotcher.
I'm Carrie Poppy.
And
finally, a hot drinks investigation.
That's right, yeah. So what's in the tea leaves for this investigation?
It's funny you should say it that way, because we are...
Is there something in the cards?
Investigating. Oh, nope. You see, you were there, and then you left.
I had the right idiom.
Tea leaves. Tea leaf readings.
Oh my goodness. Do they still do that?
Sort of.
It feels like something from a bygone era.
Totally, yeah. So people used to do this to read your fortune. You would get loose leaf tea, put it in a cup, swish it around, turn it a certain way, and the way those tea leaves fell told you things about your future or your past.
There's even an ography name for this, a tassiography.
Oh.
The reading of tea leaves.
So if your name is Tassie, take note.
AKA Tassiomancy.
Oh, okay. So if your name is Tassie,
but
this is your Mancy.
This has been around for a long time in various forms. It goes way back. The idea that you drink your tea, but you know you do it with all the loose leaf plant matter in your cup.
The debris.
Right, yeah, your tea debris. Not like these nice little...
Detritus.
Not that you like, dunk one of these handy dandy little tea bags that we get now. It's not like Lipton tea or something.
Come on.
Let's be clear. And then afterwards...
This tea will not be.
You've got these dregs at the bottom. And what are you going to do with them? Just throw them out? No.
No.
Learn the future from them.
Why not turn trash into treasure?
You're on it today.
Thank you.
Very good. So yeah, the idea is then after you've drunk your tea, hot drinks, yay, then you swirl around what's left and it forms these images that you can use either like a symbol dictionary or maybe you've kind of assembled your own interpretations.
Yeah. Oh, good point. I bet that's where this came from, kind of like looking at the clouds and saying, it's a bunny and that means that I'll get a bunny.
You know, that's my gut is that this is kind of an invocation of pareidolia. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have kind of a random splatter pattern.
Yeah.
Let's use that to read our own subjective messages into it.
Pareidolia is the known psychological phenomenon where if we see something that looks even vaguely like it could be a face or a body, anything that might threaten us or have agency,
right,
we will see that.
Yes.
So
yeah, that is the first thing we'll see. And even if it only kind of looks like it, you know, like the face on Mars,
right,
just under the right grainy settings and
or on the moon
selective angle of lighting, we'll make out that face, or we'll make out that eagle or whatever it may be.
My favorite example is the front of a neon car just naturally looks like it's smiling at you.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, there are certain cars I'll follow behind and like, oh, that looks like a happy old man.
Right,
that car. And it's interesting how many place names come from certain geographical features that look like something. Like Eagle Rock near us.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There is a rock that, in profile kind of looks like an eagle.
Yeah, to us. Would it look like an eagle to a cat or a pigeon?
Probably not. Them.
Because they have different ways of sensing the world. But in this case, we've got tea leaves in a teacup. Someone looked at them and, I would guess, said, oh, you know what? I see a sword.
Mm.
And that means your life is threatened.
Right.
It certainly doesn't mean I need to clean out this cup.
Eventually, hopefully, the cup gets cleaned.
Yeah.
And people have done this with coffee as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which, didn't know that. Yeah, I guess with the grounds, you could probably have grounds for prophecy there.
Yeah, boy, I never really thought about how this is really just an excuse for being a very sloppy cook.
Yeah. Well, I assume there's cleanup afterwards. But yeah, and it seems like people have like their preferred types of tea, which plants they're using. But we've got a couple options here. And
we love tea.
We also found out that you can order a tea leaf reading without even drinking tea.
Absolutely.
You can have someone else drink it for you or say that they did and give you a reading.
Someone is available to do that.
So actually, this happened back when we had our episode about the emergency tarot reading.
Mm-hmm.
So this was back in early July.
Right.
We sent out a bunch of things. We signed up for various Etsy stuff. And I've just had in the back of my mind this whole time that I have a tea leaf reading in my inbox that I haven't even read from July.
Okay.
So we'll get to double dip this particular tea bag because if it applied to me in July or if it applies to me now...
Oh, right.
I'll be impressed.
Or if she or he or they said something specific about what would happen immediately following the reading, you've got a good test.
Exactly. I sent you the Etsy deal that I had used when I did the search tea leaf reading or tea reading. And then I realized I had actually bought 3 tea leaf readings.
Oh, geez.
At the same time. So
from different vendors?
Yeah, I still haven't read them. I'm excited to find out what these different tea leaf readings said about me.
Okay, so let's place bets. Do you think of the 4 tea leaf readings we've got, the 3 for you, the 1 for me, do you think any of them will include like a picture of the actual tea they supposedly drank?
I would love that. I'm going to guess no.
I'm going to guess no as well.
That would be cool.
It seems like that would be a basic thing in this world of cell phones. If you're going to all that trouble of making tea and drinking it for me and looking at the shapes that came thereby, that you would take a pic.
You would think. Like, I can see in this first person's profile, they have a picture of someone wearing way too many bracelets.
I know. I know. It's a bunch of those copper bracelets that have statements on them.
Holy shit.
It took me a while to find 2 that were sort of in conflict, but I would say
8 bracelets.
One says, you decide what happens next.
Okay.
And another says, you are always guided.
Hmm.
But I guess those could both be true.
Yeah, yeah, I can make those work together.
Yeah.
She's also got 3 rings that we can see.
Yeah, on her fingers.
And
yeah.
And she's showing it's kind of a green tea.
Okay, I got to tell you something, though, before we read too much into this image.
Okay.
Having purchased many things on both Etsy and Groupon.
You're going to say this is a stock image.
I think probably because
yes.
I find that, yeah, a lot of these readings will have the same picture.
There's an 85% chance that is a stock image.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, well,
it's a good one.
Done image. Well, and it's highly specific because there's a little box there that says tea leaf reading. Mm-hmm. I like that she has like a little handy guide to go by.
Absolutely. And although it does look like you bought it at Barnes & Noble while like standing in line.
And there's flowers. What is that?
Lavender.
Okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense because it's all kind of purplish. And that's interesting. She has a series of drawings of eyes that were clearly done with a Sharpie, but there's a ballpoint pen on top of that. Like,
that's right.
Just drew this with a different pen. Anyways.
Just drew
this. You think that they would send us an image like this. This almost looks, now we're just doing a Rorschach test,
uh-huh.
Which is kind of what this is,
yeah,
right?
That's the point.
Oh, what do you see? My first thought was, oh, it feels like a continent.
Yeah.
With islands that has been formed by these tea dregs.
Yeah, I mean, if I just saw this photo and wasn't trying to look, my brain doesn't immediately say that looks like anything. But if I try, I think I see a human fetus.
Interesting. Okay. I could kind of see where you'd be going with that. Yeah. I started to see a dancing figure as well because I see like kind of arms coming out and maybe
okay.
It's sort of.
Maybe. Place. Okay. We are going to go to, what continent would you say that looks like?
Oh.
Australia?
I would say, if anything, it's closer to like Indonesia.
Oh, okay, okay. An archipelago.
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to go to Indonesia to dance, and then one of us is going to have a baby. Who do you think it's going to be?
Ooh,
I have only slightly better odds.
I guess I'll put my money on you then.
Okay, all right. It has happened. Have I told you this? 3 people in the world.
Oh, right.
Have gotten pregnant after having the surgery.
Okay.
I've had. So well, I could be the 4th.
I'm putting my money on you.
Thank
well,
you.
That was a good tea leaf reading. I'm glad we had it. Now that we've examined this likely stock image from one of our Etsy sellers. But all of that was to say, yeah, you think she or he or they would send us a tea leaf reading with an actual picture
yeah,
of the tea, even if it's like we suspected with our soulmate drawings, where they just have like a collection of, hey, here's 25 photos I took of tea leaf readings,
right.
And I just send one randomly to make a person feel good.
Right.
That is the real question. Was tea actually drunk?
That is the question.
The process of creating these readings.
I'm going to say the secondary question is, can you tell the future with said tea?
Okay, that is a good question.
All right. So we both bought tea leaf readings from someone named Estella.
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 And she said, I will be alerted by text as soon as you order your reading to give you the fastest response possible.
Damn.
Please include your name and date of birth in the note to seller at checkout. This is for one professional reading of your future. Your reading will be sent to you in Etsy messages the same day of purchase.
Damn.
Yeah, it wasn't right away, but it was pretty quick.
Pretty good.
Basic reading, have your fortune for the future read. In-depth reading, ask up to 3 questions and get answers. Oh, yeah, I think.
Oh, I'm glad you paid attention to that.
I think I did the in-depth reading.
I did the in-depth reading, but I clearly didn't read it all because I was like, oh, it doesn't say how many questions.
Oh, okay. So you just asked one question?
No. Nope,
you asked 50 questions?
So I sent her 7 questions. I was like, I don't know if this is too many. But I saw that I needed to send my name and my birthday. So I did send that. Then I sent her 7 questions. And then I texted her. She does give you her phone number.
Oh, wow.
So I texted her and said like, hey, I'm sorry if I missed it, but I got the full reading and I didn't know how many questions sent you. I've sent 7. And so she wrote back.
I think I sent her the exact same questions that I was sending to the other psychics.
Oh, interesting. Okay. It's a good A-B test. So I said, hello, I sent you some questions for my tea leaf reading. Is there a maximum? She said, hello there, smiley face. If you purchase the basic tea leaf reading, it is a general reading and does not come with questions. If you purchase the in-depth option for the tea reading, it comes with 3 questions. And I said, oh, it was the in-depth one, and I sent you 7. Ay, ay, ay. She said, if you could please pick 3 of those 7 then,
okay,
and let me know in a message online which ones, unless you wanted to purchase a second in-depth tea reading, and you could do 6 questions total then. So I said, okay, just bought a second one.
And how much did the in-depth reading cost you?
I think it was $10.
$10 each. With sales tax, $11.04.
Good and specific. So I said, okay, you can pick the 6 then. The first 2 are the most important to me. So then she fell asleep. She texts me in the morning and is like, I'm sorry, I accidentally fell asleep early last night. I sent you your reading out this morning. I said, no prob, thank you. And I'm thinking, well, now she's going to give me that 7th one.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's good business, right?
Right. Yeah,
she didn't.
Oh.
She just did the first 6 of 7, which... yeah, it's fine. Okay, so you want to hear my questions?
Yes, I do.
So I said, hi there. Just ordered a full tea reading. My name is Carrie. My birthday is July 13th, 1983. I'm not sure how many questions I'm allowed, so I'm including a lot. Okay, number 1, how old will my daughter Ella live to be?
Okay.
Ella is, of course, my daughter, technically. Number 2.
Did you just come up with that or you say that all the time?
Oh, I say that a lot. Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. 2, will I get COVID?
Okay.
3, who will win the Electoral College in November?
Very good.
4, my favorite question to ask psychics.
Good and specific too, because then they could always be like, well, they won the popular vote.
Yep, exactly. This is one of my favorite little tests for us to perform. Mm-hmm. So this actually regards you, Ross.
Oh.
I said, a young man I think is very interesting is coming over tomorrow, winky face.
Uh-huh.
He says he has a present, in quotes, for me.
I think Carrie's just found a clever way to get presents from me.
Oh, yeah.
Last time I brought a tape measure that I kept, so this time I brought you something for you to keep.
Oh, wow, exciting. Okay. I said, but I have no idea what it is. What do you think I should expect?
Okay.
Number 5. Why do I fart so much?
I see why she let you do the choosing.
No, she didn't. She picked the 6.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
And then in parentheses, I know this sounds like a joke question, but seriously, I fart so much.
All right.
Number 6. Should I go to medical school or law school?
Only if the farting stops.
I wrote that question in such a way that the answer, in my opinion, is no.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I knew that someone could read it as
sure.
Like either or,
yeah,
just
yeah.
To see how that led her.
Should I go to medical school or...
law school.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Instead, in my mind, it's, should I go to medical school or law school?
That's like when somebody asks, did you drive or walk here? And you say, yes.
It's so irritating, but yeah, yeah. So that's what
it
I've
is.
Done here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number 7. I have been getting these scratches/claw marks on my upper legs. What do they signify? Where are they from?
Ooh, wow.
So she didn't answer that one.
So many angles. Okay.
And I think, and this is just a theory, those scratches and claw marks only started appearing once I adopted a cat who sits in my lap mm-hmm. a lot. But
it's a good theory.
Who knows? Okay. So she wrote back. You ready?
Yes.
Hi there, Carrie, and good morning to you. It's lovely to see you. And thank you so much for taking the time to write in today. Hope you are having a pleasant day and that you have an enjoyable rest of your weekend ahead of you. Please stay safe during this difficult time and wishing you to stay well.
It's a very nice preamble.
Yeah. Here's what came up in your tea leaves.
Oh, good. Okay. I was waiting for an actual nod to the existence of these tea leaves.
Totally. Here's what came up in your tea leaves regarding these questions.
Man, does she drink all this tea? Does she have to? Is that part of it?
Yeah, no wonder she's fallen asleep. She's so addicted to morning caffeine.
She's got just all this chamomile just
oh yeah
coursing through her system.
Okay, tea reading colon. So
yeah, she has a tea reading colon.
Yeah, exactly. But also she wrote tea reading colon.
Okay,
number one, how old will my daughter Ella live to be? Now, I should mention, Ella, my dog, is 13 now.
That's a good age.
Yeah, she's doing great. The upper end of dogs' lives. I mean, the oldest recorded dog, I believe, was 31.
Whoa.
Yeah, I believe that's right. But for a Chihuahua mix like Miss Ella, you can expect an upper end of like 20 if you're pretty lucky.
Okay.
She says, it's looking like she will end up living into old age. I'm seeing her living into her upper 80s.
Whoa, record setting.
Oh, my goodness.
She'll be the Wim Hof of dogs.
This is so exciting.
Yeah.
The only problem is when she's in her late 80s, I will be in my late 100s.
I was going to say, will you live long enough?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be rough for Ella when you pass away. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. If there is state-sanctioned choice of death, physician-assisted death at that time, I'm sure by that point I will want to use it. So I will just make sure we go on the same day.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Number two, will I get COVID? She says, no, this is looking very unlikely. It's looking like you will be able to make it through this pandemic safely and without any major medical complications or problems coming up.
Oh, wow. Well, really, why wear a mask?
Touche. But I also want to know, what did the tea look like there?
Yeah, where did she see that in the tea? Well, I would love to know more about her method and how she's looking at the tea and what interpretation she's making. But she doesn't seem to be offering any of these. Like, on the northwest quadrant of the teacup, there was a mass that indicated good health.
Yeah.
I don't know why I gave her that accent all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's like a dandy in an Oscar Wilde movie. Yes. Fancy voice. Little FV.
Going a little towards Richard Lael Lillard.
Yep. Okay. Number three. Who will win the Electoral College in November?
You're looking at me. I don't know. I haven't drunk any tea.
Well, you're wearing a shirt that indicates your hopes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I've got my Biden Harris shirt on.
So I have bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm currently seeing that Trump may be the one who ends up winning the election.
Oh,
the
hell.
The two are currently very close as far as they are doing versus each other. I didn't need you to look at tea to tell me about the polls.
She's going to 538.com. Yeah. If I wanted expert analysis, I would go somewhere other than Etsy.
But anyway, she says she thinks Trump. Now, I wonder then, did his face come up in the tea? And is every time she asks a question, is she pouring new water in there? What's happening?
We want to know more.
All right, number four. A young man I think is very interesting is coming over tomorrow, winky face.
Mm-hmm.
He said he has a present for me, but I have no idea what it is. What do you think I should expect? Okay, so before I look, do you want to show me your gift?
Oh, okay. You ready?
Okay, yeah. Dun, da, 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 dun.
Well, here, open it up.
Ta-da! Bum, 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 bum. Okay, we have a refrigerated bag that says impossible, open, grill, repeat. Oh, and it's cold.
Yeah, I'll want the ice pack back.
Oh, okay. Some Impossible Burgers. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's totally useful.
Two Impossible Patties.
Yeah. Should I share them with Drew?
I got them for free from Impossible for going to the car wash they had on Los Feliz. Yeah, they had like...
Oh, because you save water by eating this instead of meat?
I guess that's maybe the idea. I'll take that. You can keep the bag if you want.
No, this is for me. What is this?
It's an ice pack.
Oh.
When like my ankle hurts. And to keep an Impossible Patty cold.
Okay, you can keep it then.
Oh, okay.
Before we continue, I'm going to go put my vegan meats in the fridge.
That's why I was saying we should record this one first. So I don't have this thing melting while we're talking.
I was guessing it was food at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, be right back. Vamp.
I'll say more about this car wash. Yeah, it was crazy. It just came up one day. I think it was our friend Zeke who told me there was this... incentive going on. So I drove down, I waited in line for half an hour in a long line of cars. Oh, we must have mentioned this before because we sang the cake song. And I got free Impossible Patties and a potato and a bunch of stickers.
Oh.
They put in an Impossible face mask and that refrigerated bag and a free car wash.
My goodness.
So then we came back in Andrew's car and got that one washed too.
So all of that was free?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, right?
Okay, thanks, Impossible.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see if she says, I predict it was it's vegan meats.
Yeah, I would be.
Oh my God.
Impressed.
It would shake me. Okay, she said, oh, well, I hope you end up having a wonderful time and it's something that you love.
Okay.
Smiley face. So far, okay.
Sure.
I'm not able to pick up on what this gift is, but I can tell you, they are highly likely to continue to pursue things with you.
Okay.
And your tea leaves are showing this will be a great match for you.
Hmm.
Smiley face.
Okay.
So far, okay. If
she's talking about podcasting, right? She's right on the money.
So now she puts a little finer point on it.
Okay.
Most likely, the two of you
uh-oh.
are going to end up in a committed relationship with one another before the end of the year. It's looking like he is going to end up winning you over.
This is making me feel better about the Trump prediction.
Yeah. So? Well,
okay, so I see. She thought, Carrie doesn't care so much about this gift. Mm-hmm. She cares more about this interesting fellow.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. So by the end of the year.
By the end of the year. Well, sorry, Kara. Sorry, Drew.
Yeah, so 3 months.
Yeah.
In 3 months, we're going to leave our partners, and we didn't even know we were in love.
Yeah, no. Weird.
Oh, no.
So weird.
God, this brother-sister dynamic is going to have to end.
You can't argue with the tea leaves.
Okay, then number five. Why do I fart so much? I know this sounds like a joke question, but seriously, I fart so much. Okay. She says, this isn't looking to do with any underlying medical conditions.
If she says something about vegan meat, I'll still be impressed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. She says, it's looking like this is 100% because of your diet and that you're having some digestive problems with some of the things that you're consuming regularly. All right. I eat a lot of vegetables, so I'll buy this. But then she says, I'm also seeing that dairy would be a contributing factor to this.
No.
Doubt it.
Got that wrong. It would be so funny if she said, I'm guessing you should stop drinking so much tea. Because that really does it to me.
And then she just types out, okay.
All right.
Number six, should I go to medical school or law school? She says, it's looking like your tea leaves are suggesting medical school would be the better option for you.
Okay, her.
So what you is it? Is it a cross? What is it?
Yeah.
A stethoscope?
What are you saying? Yeah.
Okay. So she says, it's looking like your tea leaves are suggesting medical school would be the better option for you and the path you would find the most spiritual and personal fulfillment in within your career. This could be within any medically related career. It does not have to be something specific. Your tea leaves are showing that you are a natural healer and empath by nature.
Oh.
It's looking like you wouldn't end up finding law school to be as rewarding.
I mean, I guess I could picture you doing either, but I would more readily picture you going to law school.
I think I would
medical
too.
School.
I think I would be a better lawyer than I would be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Though the actual practices of medical or law school, like the school part, I'm like, neither of them. No, both sound like stimulating.
Oh, okay.
But which would use my skills better? Probably a lawyer.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Also, don't want to do either one.
Yeah. So she fell for your trap.
Yeah.
Okay. I would appreciate it if the reading came with a photo of the tea and even like an overlay would be super cool. Like, oh, this is where I saw.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Circle the stethoscope.
Then that would really show to me as the purchaser that I got my $10, my $11 worth because you actually took the time to drink some tea and give me a specific reading.
So I did write back this morning and I said, hey, can you snap a pic of the tea? And she said, I'm sorry, but I already washed the cup after finishing with the reading earlier this morning.
Oh.
Take a picture of the cup? No.
Yeah.
Too much of a challenge.
And this kind of raises the issue of the tarot cards where, you know, for some readers, they really want you to handle them and put your energy into them. Seems like for tea, that would be particularly important.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. That you are the one imbibing this tea and leaving this impression. So it is kind of strange to do this by proxy where someone else is reading your tea.
I'm following up. How does it work? Do you have to refill it for every question? Because I'm just curious about that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you as well.
Okay.
Got
so
tea leaf readings.
I got my response. Hi there, Ross. It's lovely to see you. And thank you for writing. hoping you have a pleasant day today ahead of you and end up having a great weekend. Hopefully all is well for you and your loved ones during this time, and wishing that you remain safe with all of the current events. Sending wishes for you to stay well
this
your way.
This sounds very similar.
Yeah, it wasn't copy-pasted the same as your response, though, was it?
I don't know. Well, should we say it all together again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi there, Carrie,
and it's good morning
to
see you.
And
it's lovely to see you, and thank
writing.
You for much taking the time to write in today.
Hoping you have a pleasant day today ahead of you,
and
end up having a great weekend.
Rest of your weekend ahead of you.
Hopefully, all is well for you and your loved ones during
this difficult time,
and wishing that you remain safe. With all of the current events, sending wishes for you to stay well your way. Okay, similar.
She's writing it out.
Okay, so my tea reading. First of all, I said, my birthday is August 6, 1982. Looking forward to the reading. Thanks. I signed up for in-depth. I'll include 3 questions. I want to know if the person I'm with is my soulmate. Do you see any children in my future?
Okay.
I'd also like insight into what will happen in the next election.
Okay. Oh, wow. So this is very good because this is the same person.
Yes,
and if
but
she
months
says you,
apart.
Right. But if she says you are with the person that you're supposed to be with, we have a really confusing reading.
Yes.
Here.
And so she says, the next election certainly is an interesting topic. I'm actually seeing that Trump may end up winning a second term for the election, despite a lot of the media saying the opposite. I do believe this is going to end up being a very close election, though, between the two candidates.
Oh, wow.
At least she's consistent. If she had said Trump to you and Biden to me.
Oh, for sure. That would be weird.
We'd have an issue. The great news is it definitely does look like your current partner is your soulmate. Why is she trying to tear us apart?
I don't know.
My goodness.
So she's your soulmate. So maybe it's that right around December, you and I realize we're in love.
Okay.
We get together. Mm-hmm. But then we break it off immediately. You go back to Kara.
Okay.
Reaffirm your vows or whatever.
I think we can engineer our lives to make these predictions all correct.
Yeah. Okay. Cool, cool, cool. I love you. Both squinting at each other. So uncomfortable. Okay, good.
Love you too.
Next thing.
The great news is, oh wait, no, I read that. Your tea leaves are indicating having a long-term marriage with this partner.
Oh, good.
Correct. Actually, we celebrate 20 years next weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's too long.
And yes, I'm seeing children being likely.
In the future.
Currently, it is looking like the two of you are likely to end up conceiving around the beginning of next year. Yeah.
Whoa.
See, this is a prediction.
Okay.
Most likely in the February to April time frame.
On an archipelago?
I'll take it. It's looking like your relationship with your partner is likely to end up moving quite quickly and becoming much more serious between both of
finally.
You. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think how our relationship could be more serious, especially with the pregnancy. Well, sure.
Sure.
I'm also seeing another pregnancy is likely as well during 2023.
Whoa.
Okay. Wow.
Shit.
So I'm seeing 2 children are likely.
Okay.
For anyone who's not a regular listener to the podcast or doesn't remember, we currently have a 19-year-old together. So this would be quite the gap. Though she adds a little smiley face there and she goes on to say, it does look like this second one is going to take a lot of persistent trying, though, to be successful.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're getting up there in age.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'll be honest, I've been advocating for another child.
Oh.
Kara's kind of laughs it off. I don't think she's she's not being committal either way, but she's not going off her birth control, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
And enough. She has enough medical issues where she's, you know, kind of worried it would be difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Just based on that alone.
Sure.
And we'd be starting all over again. We have one ready to leave the nest.
And do you want to send someone out into this world with the climate change that's happening? Do you?
Well, and depending on how this election goes, if she's right, I don't want to bring another child into this world.
Yep. Okay. But anyway, if you're pregnant, we're happy for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah. No statement whatsoever on anybody else's pregnancy. It's going to get better. The long arc of justice.
Ross is throwing his hand in an arc that's so, like, defeated. I'm throwing this ball and who knows where the fuck it's going. The long arc of whatever.
Oh, I'm hoping we get good news.
Me too.
So, okay, that was my reading from the same reader.
Okay, very good, very good.
Okay, so I'm going to start reading these other readings that I got from...
Whoa, wait, honk, honk.
Yes, honk, my dear.
Honk. God. We have a Jumbotron.
Hey, Jumbotron. That's exciting.
Oh, yes.
I was wondering why it just got so much brighter in the room.
Oh, yeah. I turned on this enormous screen in front of you.
Yeah, it's bigger than the wall.
So this one is from Brianna to Brianna.
Whoa. Are there two people named Brianna or did she send one to herself?
The latter.
That's great. Oh, I can see what it says here. It says... Hi, Ross and Carrie. After becoming an avid listener of your show less than 2 years ago, I have officially listened to every episode.
Wow. She goes on, I thought, what better way to celebrate than to financially support you and publicly pat myself on the back?
Yeah.
Good job, me. And great job, Ross and Carrie.
That's so great.
Oh, I love it.
Well, thank you, Brianna. And I think that is a classy and amazing way to celebrate and pat yourself on the back.
Absolutely.
I recently grabbed all of the files, all of our episodes, and selected them because in Windows it'll tell you, like, this is the accumulated listening time. Mm-hmm. And it was over 300 hours, I think.
Oh, wow.
So that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. Now, the standard way of thanking someone for buying you a Jumbotron is to bring them flowers. So, Brianna, I really hope you bring Brianna some sunflowers, daisies, something to cheer up the old home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ross, while I've got you here.
Yeah.
Before we hear about your other readings, I want to talk about games. You know me.
Yeah.
I love a game.
Oh, me too.
I love chess.
No, that's a good game.
I love Jaipur. You played Jaipur?
No.
Oh, we should play Jaipur sometime. You'd like it.
Okay. You know what a really good game is?
Botticelli.
Probably.
Oh, love it. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to tell you about a game that you can play on your phone.
You can't play games on your phone.
No,
Ross.
No. Hear me
your
out.
Your phone is for making phone calls.
No. Look at this. Look at this. It's a game.
What?
On my phone, and it's called Best Fiends.
What the heck? What is that?
Guess what? It's free to download. It's got over 100 million downloads. This is a phone. You're looking very
confused.
Yeah,
this is wild. Okay, this looks nothing like a phone. So a phone is like a curved object that you hold up to your...
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
That's a little out of date.
Oh, okay.
Phones have gotten very sleek and small, like tiny little tablets.
Whoa. Okay, well, I'm more focused on that. But tell me about the thing you're doing on it.
Okay.
It's like a bunch of pictures.
Well, first of all, now since I'm in the game, I'm getting my daily gifts and I'm spinning the wheel. I'm currently in VIP mode, which means I get to spin this wheel every 10 minutes and I get free stuff. Well, this is it's a strategy game. So if you like chess, you might like this.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to say, I've gotten quite hooked on this now. It's become a daily routine. Usually as I'm listening to an audiobook or watching like a TV show or movie, I will play Best Fiends and advance a ways and all kinds of things to keep you going. There's puzzles with every level. Oh, wait, I'm starting a level, which means I have to think about this carefully now because it really does. You got to think about it. You know, that I'm now on level 1,357.
Whoa.
That tells you something. And they've gotten harder, which means I have to be strategic about it. So, you know, it starts me out and I know, okay, there's like this little barrier of snow that I've got to break and I've got to like break up these other snow clusters down here so I can flip these light switches. I've got to do that 15 times and defeat 7 slugs within 27 moves.
My goodness, what a game. This sounds so fun. So do they give you more levels and events and challenges all the time? Or is it just sort of stationary?
Oh, it's seemingly endless. There's always new challenges, incentives, competitions, all kinds of new stuff going on.
I see that there are already 5,000 levels. That's nuts.
Oh, is it 5,000 now?
Yeah, it says there are 5,000 levels and counting.
Oh, wow. Well, it must be in counting. They've added many more. Okay, well, that's good. Wow. I won't run out.
Yeah, yeah, good. So this game is free to download. It has millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Download Best Fiends free today on Apple Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends.
Yeah.
Well, Carrie, I've told you about my favorite game on my phone. Maybe you can tell me about a piece of clothing or apparel perhaps.
Okay. One thing that I like exactly as much as games is bras.
Well, for good reason.
Sometimes people are like, hey, let's play a game. And I'm like, why don't we just stare at our bra?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Carrie, you like to do that because you have a third love bra. Everyone likes to look at a third love bra. I'm wearing this stupid other competitor bra.
Oh,
what, am I supposed to just stare at this? And
there's,
I'm like,
only one way to fix that.
This is your problem.
And that's to buy a third love bra.
Exactly. There's no substitute for comfort, especially when it comes to your bra. Mm-hmm. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of people to design bras with all-day comfort and support.
And not sure about your size? You can take Third Love's online fit finder quiz to find the size and styles that are right for you. From cups AA to I, including half cup sizes.
Hell yeah. And they stand behind their products. If you don't love it, that's fine. No big deal. Every customer has 60 days to return it. And all of their gently used returned bras are donated to people in need.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So get the best. Go to thirdlove.com/ohno right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 10% off your first purchase.
Damn, do it. That's thirdlove.com/ohno for 10% off today. Like Goofy. Yeah, okay, that was closer.
All right.
Okay,
so my next emergency tea leaf reading was from Iga, I-G-A, from Lovey Energy.
Oh.
Okay, so... Oh, wow, she sent me a PDF.
Please let it have a picture of your tea leaves.
It has a very fancy title with, like, stars in the Milky Way and then this kind of scripted font on top saying Tea Leaf Reading by Lovey Energy.
All right, here we go. This is the good stuff.
This was called The Accurate Tea Leaf Reading. Okay. Ooh, it's accurate. Oh, same good. Day reply.
Okay.
And that was $9.99, at least the base price.
Reasonable.
Get a detailed tea leaf reading, which can help guide you on your journey in life. I'll do everything for you and share the insight into the natural world through intuitive interpretation of synchronistic events.
Okay.
Please include the name.
Those events being tea in a cup?
The events in my life, presumably.
Oh, okay.
Please include the name and date of birth of the person you would like the reading for. I'll complete your reading within 24 hours. I've been a practicing tarot, runic, numerology, and divination reader for over 20 years.
Oh, damn. How many?
21.
Is it 21? Is it 29? Because I think they need to say almost 30.
My drive in life is helping people find the answer they seek. Any question you ask will be kept in the strictest confidence and never repeated to anyone. Well, unless I repeat it.
Yeah.
She got that reading wrong. I'll answer all questions as quickly as I possibly can. All yeah.
Right.
Over 20 years. So I guess that must be up to 24 because then you would say 25 years.
I think I'd say 21 if it were 21. So I think over 20 is like 20 and a half, which is still fine.
Yeah, sure.
You can do that.
All right, so here's the reading. Blessings, Ross. The power of scrying lies in the scryer's mind's eye.
Oh, shit.
Not
the this.
Tool used itself.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, this is dramatic.
That's already kind of giving her permission to not use a teacup, but go on.
The meaning behind the divination of the symbols can become more apparent over time, so take your time understanding and applying this reading.
This feels like how Harry Potter is supposed to make people feel.
Yeah, okay. The first symbols are for your longer term, 12 months and beyond. Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Canoe. The canoe symbol... I guess she saw a canoe in my tea leaf.
Oh, I leavings. Love hearing the word canoe said so seriously. Canoe.
The canoe symbol indicates an unexpected get together. At least two people at this get together are going to need each other to reach their goals.
Okay. Because you can't paddle a canoe by yourself. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it were a kayak, that would be a different matter. But it can symbolize...
She put the kayak in her cup. She'd be like, totally different.
It can symbolize a new friendship yet to bloom. It can warn of someone accidentally offending you, but they won't intend to hurt you.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, that's the canoe. But I also got the parrot. The parrot is a symbol of strong friendship and unique individuals. You have people in your life you can rely on, even if you haven't considered them already. It can also indicate chaos and disorganization.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Yeah, that feels different. Which your true friends can help you sort.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
That's nice.
And also for the long term, I got the egg cup.
Ooh.
The egg symbolizes steady happiness. You'll reach a point you're happy and not seek much further change beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the sentence.
Yeah.
It won't last long because soon you realize that you are ready for a big change in your life. Yes, a baby.
Oh my gosh. Everyone thinks you're going to have a baby.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So far, two for two. And then for the shorter term, so I wonder if this was two separate cups, maybe. I got three more symbols.
Before you go on, can I just note one thing?
Yes.
So far, we've been talking about how some tea leaf readers use the tea leaf excrement and what it's shaped like, whereas others I think use a cup more like the one you have in front of you that you brought yes. here, where there are sort of prefab
symbols
pictures
and
on it. Yeah, right. So then if you're,
you can use the tea more as a pointer, like
exactly
where's
like
the
pendulum.
Mass of the tea. Yeah,
yeah. A little more tarot card like
I like I use excrement, like
thank you,
the opposite of a euphemism, a dysphemism. Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, so for the short term, I get three images. The first is the windmill. The Ooh. Windmill at the bottom of a teacup is not a common one, but a strong omen. It indicates you dream for adventure and travel, and you'll achieve this dream.
I think it means you're going to be on The Bachelorette.
Do they have a windmill there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What up, all my Bachelorette fans?
All right.
They all know what I'm talking about. This is what it's like, Ross. This is what it's like.
Yeah.
You all know what I'm talking about. There's like 18 people who are very excited, and the rest are like, we're on Rack listeners. Why the fuck would we be listening to The Bachelorette?
These are good questions.
Those 18 people, oh, they're happy right now.
I'm happy for all of you. All 18 of you. The spinning of the windmill heralds freedom and positive energy. Okay, then the second image is an eye. Yeah, do you think that she has all these inside her cup? Like, and I was just pointing at a windmill?
Yeah, I think so. Because like windmill and canoe, I don't feel, if she just came up with the shape of a canoe, you'd be like, that's a moon.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's a crescent.
That's no moon. That's a space station.
What's that? That sounds familiar.
I'm doing it right back to you. That's from Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Because I've heard people say that.
Yeah, okay. Like when we watch Star Wars together.
Oh, I guess. Who knows? That's a blur.
We're talking about this cup that we will get back to in just a minute.
Yeah, you're right. For 2 hours.
You're right. Egg cup is highly specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, you're right. That's what she was doing. I was picturing these images in the tea. Okay, the second image for the short term is the eye. The eye is a less positive omen.
Oh,
it represents a warning.
Uh-oh.
Perhaps the obstacle you'll need to overcome.
Oh, no.
It suggests trouble in the near future, and you'll need to reexamine your life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. Leadership may be bestowed on you from an unlikely source. This might be about the election.
Oh.
In parentheses, in italics. Yikes. Leadership may be bestowed on you from an unlikely source.
Are people going to write you in for president?
Like maybe Biden's going to appoint me to his cabinet?
If that happens,
from the negative,
do it.
Though this is sounding less positive, this I makes it sound like Trump's going to win. He's going to appoint me to his cabinet and I'm going to refuse.
Yeah, then what do you have to do?
Huh?
Because you don't want to make that mistake that everyone around him seems to make, which is like, I'm going to be the one person who fixes it.
Yeah, right, right.
Bolton. It's going to be me.
In Bolton's book, he's like, I thought I could impose some order. Well, I guess I was wrong at freaking Bolton. But then, like, I was just reading the latest Bob Woodward book, and Mattis did the same thing. Like, Mattis already hated Trump, and his wife is like, why would you accept this? And he said, it's the president of the United States. I have to accept this and do my best to try to make the best of a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
We see how that worked. Okay, so.
Not to say there's never a time to do that, but I think we've seen that strategy played out a lot on this particular situation.
Yeah, and it so reminds me of Scientology. You get cast out. You get labeled the swamp, even though he hired you.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of these horrible things are said about you and what a terrible, incompetent person you were or how unmotivated you were. Well, then why were you hiring this person to begin with?
Right. Why were they labeled clear?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And then the third short-term image is a circle.
Okay.
I guess you can always see a circle if you look in a teacup. Let's see. Very...
Just like I see a saucer. I see some sort of liquid.
I'm seeing a cup. And a cup tells me. Okay, so a circle in a tea leaf reading stands for the natural order and observance of duty. It suggests you'll achieve your goal if you continue to work hard. In combination with the eye, it heralds success through the upcoming obstacle. Okay, so the eye's an obstacle, but the circle means I'll achieve eventual success if you're able to stay focused. Okay, so if Trump does appoint me, that means that if I stay focused, I can make the best of a bad situation. No, Carrie, that's what the tea leaf said.
No.
And then she signs off, blessed be and may the spirits guide your footsteps.
You know what? Actually, take the position, then immediately use it to undo him. That's the ethical thing to do.
Okay.
I think if you just say no from the get-go, you don't really gain anything. But if you say yes, and then very immediately say, like, here's what he said in the private meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why this is bad. I am leave. And I think you could turn that into a moral position.
If I just stay for a Scaramucci.
Yes, at most.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. So that was my second reading. Interesting. Okay. And then my third reading was from Chris from Pure Flowing Energy.
Ooh, okay.
One word, camel case.
My Pure Flowing Energy just ended yesterday.
Good.
TMI? J-E-I, just enough information?
Just enough information. So this was tea leaf reading, same day psychic reading.
Okay.
This time, we get a picture of what's going on in the scene. There's so much happening
here. Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah, it's colorful.
Oh, it's so colorful.
We've got fruits, plants, just all over the place. There's a book open. It's wet. It's got leaves on it.
What was she cutting?
Yeah, there's scissors, maybe just snipping those plants. But
hollowed out orange.
But there's a cup of, it looks like iced tea or...
It does, but it also, that part looks photoshopped more than the rest.
What is going on in the stock photo?
Okay, weird. Now there's a second photo. What's the second one?
Okay, let's pull that up. That's just a nice photo of tea.
Just tea, maybe resting on a table, maybe.
That's interesting, though. I don't see any tea leaves in the tea.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe at the very bottom there.
They missed the cup. There's tea leaves all over the table. Okay. So, the description is, I'll give you a professional and in-depth tea leaf reading. If you have a specific topic, you can let me know. Otherwise, I'll do a more general reading for your medium to long-term future.
This is going to take a lot of work. Will I take a picture of all the work? No.
Right. Please take your time before choosing to do this. You might not always like the answer, and I do pride myself on honesty. So I'll have to tell you honestly what the leaves say. It has been my pleasure to work for my clients all these many years. Many of you live in far-off places, some of which are so remote, I have trouble locating them on a map. That's a weird detail to throw in.
What?
Some of you live in such remote places, I have a hard time finding them on a map.
You know, I think this is because many American children don't have maps.
Well, and also use Google Maps. You can just type it in.
Yeah, do you remember that Miss America answer?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And at the time, we were like, this is the stupidest thing someone could say on TV. This is so wild.
Oh, man. Remember when it was like political scandal that someone couldn't spell potato?
Potato.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
How things have changed.
Potato. Or like, Obama caught a fly in midair.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this for 4 weeks because the rest of what he's doing is normal.
Look, he's riding a bike with a helmet. What a pansy.
He has his own problems, but not on this level. Go on, Ross.
Regarding my long-term clients, I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you whom I consider being in my coven, quote-unquote.
Ooh, okay.
As well as from you newcomers who are coming to me for the first time. My mission is simple. With each request...
Okay, this is a little too much. This is TMI.
TMI. Yeah.
Just write back to her and be like, my friend was just on her period till yesterday.
Yeah, I wish he could just tell me about his period and be done with it. Unless this Chris is not a guy. I just assume that.
Mm-hmm.
My mission is simple. With each request, I become one with that particular person, working to improve the quality of life and love and relationships, friendships, and anything you need.
Whoa, they were you for a second.
And then after all that, for entertainment purposes only. All right.
Well, that part worked.
Okay, so Chris sent me the message, Merry Meet, Ross.
Oh.
I've attached your reading and hope it helps guide you. Blessed be and trust your footsteps. X. That's interesting. The last person responded with just one X at the end.
Hmm.
These are different sellers, though.
John Ronson uses that.
The attachment is a PDF, which is very similarly formatted to the last one I received.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, so we've got Pure Flowing Energy Tarot Reading. That's weird because I paid for a tea reading.
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of...
Oh, it's a tea row reading.
You're so good today.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Come on, whatever.
It's got one hand passing off cards to another hand. Merry meet, Ross. I've split your tea leaf reading into different sections. Oh, good. We're back to tea.
Good. So just a problem with the heading.
Yeah. Tea leaves are best used for conveying a message we should know and not always what we want to know.
Okay.
I've looked at the bottom.
Well, that's good.
Oh, I like the specificity here. I've looked at the bottom of two different cups.
Okay.
To try and get an idea of the message over different time frames.
Wow. This person seems the most sincere so far.
Yeah, I like this. Take your time and meditate on the results.
Uh-oh.
Allow them to guide you.
Okay.
Within the next 6 months, I see. Okay. And it breaks it down.
Oh, 6 months. Okay. So when was this sent?
This was July.
Okay, so now we just have like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, three and a half months left. Okay. So we've got three symbols again. A mouse indicates a theft. This isn't always a physical item being taken, but usually more something emotional or even the theft of energy.
When was your bike stolen?
Long before that.
Oh.
Someone is...
Ew, please don't let it be an election.
Someone is taking more than their fair share from you. That's from me, though.
Yeah, you're American.
It might not be... Stop trying to make this awful. It might not be malicious. Perhaps they're not even aware of it.
They
but
are.
You'll need to be on guard. Okay, a theft. Palm tree. The palm tree has several meanings, but in this position, it's a symbol of success and honor.
Hmm.
In relation to the mouse, it's a sign things will go in your favor if you maintain your values and don't bend to someone else.
Okay.
Well, let's hope things go in my favor then.
Yeah.
Go palm tree. It's an omen of prosperity and a good sign for the near future.
Okay.
But keep the mouse warning in mind.
Okay.
So if good things happen, yay palm tree. If bad things happen, mouse.
Whoops, mouse.
Okay. And then we get a raven.
Oh no.
By itself, the raven is a symbol of death and bad news.
This is starting to feel like that riddle, like, which do you put in the boat to take from one side to the other side of the island?
Okay, so, well, I can't have the fox and the... Okay,
right.
So
I guess
I'll take the sheep because
the
fox isn't going to eat the...
Yeah.
All right, so by itself, the raven is a symbol of death and bad news. However, much like the death tarot card, its meaning is not the dark omen Hollywood mistakes it for. Mm. Oh, Hollywood. That's funny. I can see the Hollywood sign from here.
Oh, yeah.
It's a symbol of the death of ideas, situations, and constraints.
Okay.
It's a symbol of new beginnings.
Okay.
And pairs well with the palm tree symbol. Like it pairs like it would with a wine or something. It pairs well with the palm tree symbol as a sign of success to come after adversity.
Okay. I am choosing all of this to mean what I want it to mean.
Yeah. Yeah, none of them said, like, I see Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying.
Yeah,
it's going to be awful. It's going to be miserable for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
But it's in your specific teacup.
Yeah, I see a frilly lace collar, and that tells me. Beyond the next 6 months, 1 year, I see, here we go, a ring. The ring can be an open symbol with a lot of meaning behind it.
Okay.
In this position, it can be referring to marriage, but its deeper meaning is events coming to a full circle.
Okay, so it could mean this one specific thing, or if that doesn't work for you, anything at all.
So I get a really strong hit if it is marriage, but
if not,
otherwise metaphorically.
Other stuff is fine.
Situations that have dragged out are finally coming to a close, and you'll be able to move on. This ties heavily to the previous cup's raven.
Okay. Yeah, I'm taking all of this to mean that Trump is going to try to steal the election, but fail as long as we all stay on point and vote and force all of our representatives to actually get everything counted.
Yes.
Stay on everyone's tail.
Yes, especially in the battleground states.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let him take it to his rigged Supreme Court.
Yeah. That's what this is about.
Second symbol.
Hi, international listeners.
Yeah. Isn't this fun?
I'm so sorry.
American politics.
We don't want to be talking about this. We don't want to be talking about it all the time.
Isn't it fun to watch the dying of a democracy? Okay, second symbol for the next year. A sheep. The sheep.
Mm.
Oh, this is appropriate. All right. Yeah, sheeple. The sheep is one of the easier to read symbols. It symbolizes good fortune and events going in your favor.
Okay.
I'll take more of that.
Good.
It's similar to the previous cup's palm tree, except it doesn't rely on dealing with anything. Palm trees rely on dealing with stuff.
Because palm tree was, there was something about sort of like overcoming and accepting and moving past something.
These are
sheep,
just,
it's just.
Yeah, like, these are weird images to have in one's head at a time because I'm like picturing the sheep next to the palm tree, but it can't nibble on the palm tree because it's too tall. So it sits in the shade. I did think
about, well, rats live in palm trees, but you got a mouse. Is that a problem? I don't know. And for you, when your boss is a mouse, shouldn't that be a good sign?
It's simply an omen of events going your way. Combined with the ring, it's telling us a long-term hope may be coming to fruition.
Okay, I think you need to find a ring. You need to take the ring. You need to throw it into a volcano.
Okay.
Have I thought, is this what the plot of Lord of the Rings is?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool. Actually,
that's a very good synopsis of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay. Then you need to find a crawly thing that's got like grayish white skin.
You're pressing your luck, but.
Stupid voice.
Yeah, you're talking about Gollum.
And then.
Or Smeagol.
It has two names?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was once a hobbit.
Whoa. Yeah, okay. You
didn't know that,
no.
Huh?
Oh. Bilbo Baggins is a hobbit.
That's right.
Thank you. Then you're going to meet an old guy
mm-hmm.
who's maybe probably a wizard.
He's a wizard.
He's a wizard and a knight.
Okay, I'll allow knight, assuming you're talking about Boromir or maybe Aragorn.
Oh, I just meant I think he's played by a knight.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right, go on.
Final symbol in the long-term reading, the sun. Similar to the sheep, this is an omen for success, happiness, and power. It also suggests a position of responsibility for others, and it may be your job to watch out for them.
Okay.
If you would like a free follow-up tarot reading, take a few minutes to provide us some details, and then he points me to thetarot.guru.
Ah,
whoa, he has
fun.
A dot guru site.
Nice. I bet he got that on Squarespace where you can pick from over 200 extensions.
I hope he did. Wow. Well, that was very similar in its formatting to that previous reading.
Interesting.
So much so that, yeah, it made me curious. Like, are they using a template or software of some sort? And also, I would have been really impressed if their symbols lined up, if they had the same symbols for me from their two tea readings. I think I got like completely different sets of symbols. There was no egg cup in the second one.
And so you didn't get any pictures, right?
No pictures of actual tea having been drunk.
Okay. And my person hasn't written back to my question. How does it work? Do you have to refill it for every question?
Okay. And one last thing. That tea reading was 1954.
Okay, worth it.
And
that was your best one.
Hey, well, that was exciting.
That was exciting. Now, before we go, do you want to tell me about this item you brought to my home?
Yeah.
Is this my gift?
No.
This is a great gift.
You can't
Thank
have
you.
It. Or you can. I know where you live. Sure. I bought this in Salem.
Salem, what?
Oh, I thought you were going to say which Salem.
Oh, because damn, I wish I had.
This wasn't Salem, Oregon. It was Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, right. I thought you meant which, because...
Well, yeah, that was an unforeseen double entendre that I'm very proud of now.
I have a friend who lives in Salem.
Oh, really?
Hi, what's up, Lucian?
Nice. I know who you're talking about. And I bought this at the Salem Witch Museum.
Oh, you just assume you know which Lucian in Salem I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
You do.
Okay. So it is the fortune-telling teacup instruction booklet and teacup. And
nice.
I like around the sides of this teacup, which is kind of like a low squat cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's kind of smart. It already encourages you not to drink too much at once.
Mm-hmm.
So if
mm-hmm.
you have to do like 24-hour turnaround readings, you're not getting that T colon.
Right, right. You're not getting interstitial cystitis out of it.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, it hurts.
So there's writing around the side of it says, "Wouldst thy fortune like to see? ? Perchance this cup will show it thee."
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. On the bottom it says, made exclusively for Salem Witch Museum. Salem.
Nice.
And then on the inside, we've got a variety of symbols around the edges and on the bottom with a 7-pointed star with astrological symbols in between the points of the star. And there's a ship in the center. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's like a Viking ship.
And then, around the inside of the cup, there's all these little symbols that I assume the T can point to. And we've got a glove, a heart with an arrow through it, a key, a fan, a castle, or maybe a church, an apple.
Yeah, it looks like a Mormon church.
Yeah, right. It's got like three spires, pointy spires. Okay, we got the apple, a birdcage.
Birdcage, yeah.
Fig. An eggplant. Oh, fig. That makes sense. A snake.
Yeah.
A torch. A series of three snow-capped mountains.
Triplet peaks.
I see what you did there. And a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And a moon.
Mm-hmm.
And a piece of postage.
Mm-hmm. Letter rotate.
And we're back to the glove.
Yeah, okay.
So it comes with this instruction booklet that tells you how to drink your tea and then read your fortune. Carrie has a teapot.
Here with my kettle. Okay, tell me what to do.
All right. Well, let's put some tea in there.
Okay.
Here's some tea.
And I liked the smell of the other one more.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Oh, here it is.
I brought few loose leaf teas.
Yeah, this one smells like chai.
That my wife had. Good? Yes, that looks good. Okay. So she's putting it in there.
That's what they said.
This teacup puts the fun of tea leaf fortune telling within reach of all and makes an amusing pastime for those who enjoy a cup of tea with their friends. Of course, not all of the predictions will come true. Huh. Consequently, it is as well not to take them too seriously, but to use the Taltos teacup as a source of amusement and entertainment.
All right.
You will soon realize that fortune telling is a social asset, and we wish you many happy hours using the Taltos teacup.
Okay.
In these directions, the reader refers to the person who is telling the fortune, and the inquirer refers to the person whose fortune is being told.
Okay.
The reader will find the following information useful, and if the directions are followed carefully, anyone with a little patience will easily be able to interpret the different signs and symbols. The inquirer drinks the cup of tea, leaving about a teaspoonful of liquid at the bottom of the cup.
Okay.
Holding the cup in the right hand, the inquirer swishes the dregs around 3 times in an anti-clockwise direction.
Okay, I'm going to start drinking it.
Okay. So it's going to be right hand. Good. You're using your right hand. And you're going to leave about a teaspoonful of liquid and then upturns the cup into the saucer and leaves it to drain for a few seconds. Oh,
but that's after I've got the it down to a...
Yeah, a teaspoon. And then you swish it around. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
whoa. The saucer's crazy.
Okay. So we just unearthed the saucer from the same... Yeah. It's got all kinds of symbols on it as well. This is exciting.
It's like zodiac symbols.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God, the twins for Gemini are creepy as fuck on this.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, weird. It looks like they're drinking urine.
They probably are. Okay, and then do this, I'm guessing? Yeah,
okay, yep.
Cup, it's draining.
The reader picks up the empty cup and studies the position of the tea leaves on the picture symbols.
Okay, I'm handing you the cup with it upturned.
Most of the tea leavings have been left in the cup.
Okay.
So that's good,
but
I guess.
But a few on the saucer.
Mm-hmm. These are the symbols around the inside rim of the cup. Any tea leaves below these symbols have the same meaning as if they were on the symbol directly above. A table of meanings is given on the next page. The events will occur in the near future if the tea leaves lie near the rim.
Excuse me again. I guess this... Oh my God, tea does give me gas.
Oh, no.
I'm burping.
No. Oh, well, we've learned something. Oh, that's unfortunate, because you love tea.
I love tea. I love vegetables.
The further tea leaves are from the rim, the more distant will be the events. Oh, that's interesting. The 7-pointed star, which radiates from the bottom of the cup, is an emblem of good luck. The ship of hope within the star indicates that despite our troubles, with patience we shall sail into calmer waters. Though, I don't know, your ship is pretty obscured. So I don't know if that's a bad thing.
Oh, for sure. Well, smooth seas never made a skilled sailor.
Yeah, that's a good way to turn that frown upside down. Okay, so it looks like, all right, we have a little collection, a mass of leaves, especially around the apple, I would say, close to the rim. So I'm going to call that the most immediate bit of future for you.
Okay.
Followed by the fig, followed by the birdcage.
I'm going to eat an apple, then a fig, then a birdcage.
Okay, so apple, this is going to be the nearest reading for you. This sign denotes a desire to better one's position. If the tea leaves form a figure of a man or a woman, the improvement will come through the help of someone close.
Non-binary people, you do not help. You are not helpers.
I don't know if I'm seeing a man or a woman anywhere.
No, definitely not. I see like a very round blob, like an almost circular. Maybe the earth's going to help me. An almost spherical blob.
It's interesting that one of the symbols is the church. You think like a church would object to be pictured within a tea?
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Okay.
But so I guess they don't have any power over the Salem Witch Museum.
Oh, you were right about the fig. Okay. It wasn't purple testicles on a branch. All right. So that's
a single purple testicle. Oh,
that's an emblem of fertility.
Oh.
So we've got a little more support for your pending pregnancy.
Very good. Number 4. Here I come.
And
I would be so thrilled because it would be a medical marvel. Like,
sure.
I would just travel the world being like, you believe this happened? And then, you know, 2 months in, I'd be like, this experiment's over.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And then I would say your third strongest hit as far as the leaves go is the cage.
Okay.
So that's, I would say, still within the relatively near future. A cage means that illness and misfortune will befall the inquirer.
Oh, no.
Unless great care is taken in all things concerning family affairs and finances.
Oh.
Well, geez.
Yeesh.
Sorry, okay. I feel bad now that I read
That's okay. I do have a family member in great peril.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I'm trying to take great care.
Okay.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. Yeah, well, geez. Way to bring it down.
Oh, my God.
Russ and Carrie. The red planetary signs.
At least you and I are falling in love and getting married, like, in 3 months, because, like, that's going to bring me a lot of stability.
But then we've got to immediately dissolve it.
I think we're just going to stay together. I think
okay.
This is my life now. And, like, if you refuse, you're kind of, like, denying me happiness. So I guess it's up to you, just like whatever you want to do.
Well,
none of that's true.
All right, so the red planetary signs, the meaning of the symbols on the bottom of the cup may now be read. Whew, thank you.
Okay.
They these are known as the planetary signs. Each symbol has two meanings. Okay, so I assume that wherever the tea is lying most heavily is what we read, because your tea leaves are kind of all over the bottom.
Yeah. That's a mess.
But I'm going to say the biggest mass is actually where I can't even read it because it's so heavy. So I'm going to move these tea leaves aside. Okay. They were very thoroughly covering the symbol of Jupiter. So I'm just going to read that one for you.
Okay.
An important decision will have to be made. Be careful in the choice of male friends.
Okay.
And part two, legal troubles are likely.
You look like that's a hit for something, but I can't think of what it is.
I don't know. We've had legal troubles.
Oh, and sure.
Who knows? Shakuntali may be inspired to try to sue us. So, all right.
Not worried.
Indeed. A long-stemmed tea leaf in the cup is termed a stranger. Would you say there's a long-stemmed tea leaf?
I see one that I could say that about. It's longer than the others.
Yeah, it's kind of... Oh, yeah, I see that one. You know what? That's up there near Jupiter as well.
A stranger is going to Jupiter.
If it lies on one of the red planetary signs, the reader will be able to tell from the following table the character of the inquirer's husband, wife, or sweetheart.
Oh, okay, here we go.
The type of tea leaf lying on the symbol helps determine the reading. Wow, okay. So, and a firm tea leaf denotes the good qualities. A soft tea leaf means that the character is weak. Well, I would say that's a firm tea leaf. All right, and it's also near Jupiter, so it's going to be the positive reading, which is just, cheerful, and kind.
Ah, okay.
Aw.
Good.
Just like Drew, and maybe me. Yeah.
I'm going to make you and Drew duel.
Okay.
For my heart.
That's a good traditional way to settle these kinds of conflicts. Yeah, one of you will be dead
soon. Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
And then they tell us the saucer is marked with the 12 signs of the zodiac, each represented by a picture and the ancient symbol used by astrologers. The dates of birth corresponding to each sign are given in the following pages. The inquirer places the cup upright in the center of the saucer. Oh. Okay.
Oh,
now it's going to get
interesting.
It's
okay. Going to
get dirty. Well, before I do that, I'm going to keep reading. Without moving the cup in the saucer, the reader looks on the saucer for the sign of the zodiac corresponding to the inquirer's date of birth and notes which planetary sign at the bottom of the cup is furthest away from this sign of the zodiac.
Okay, so the...
I think you need to put this down on there.
Interesting. And so the tea that's already on there from emptying out my cup is... not
your
used.
Elephant.
Okay. I'm just taking this and setting it down.
Okay.
And I am Cancer.
Okay. So look on the saucer for the sign of the zodiac corresponding to your date of birth, and note which planetary sign at the bottom of the cup, is furthest away from this sign of the zodiac.
Okay.
This planetary sign gives certain characteristics which are dominant at the time of the reading.
Okay. So it is the international symbol for female, but with like a crescent shape that, what's that word? Like tangents it?
I think that's Mercury.
Yes, that's okay. It. Mercury.
Okay. So this planetary sign gives certain characteristics which are dominant at the time of the reading. To give a reading, turn to the page headed by the inquirer sign of the zodiac. Okay. So I go to Cancer. So you just need to read the instructions. Okay. And look for the characteristics shown against the planetary sign noted above. The general reading at the top of the page should be modified by these characteristics. At another reading, the same inquirer may place the cup and the saucer in a different position. This merely indicates the fact that other characteristics are dominant at that time. The important thing is to make sure that at each reading, the inquirer does not try to place the cup in any particular position, but is guided by chance. Okay, so we're going to Cancer, and we're looking under Mercury. Okay, so first of all, general reading for Cancer. People born under the sign are extremely sensitive and also very moody.
Oh, okay.
They are protective towards people they love.
Okay.
And tend to be very possessive. They nevertheless... Yeah, I want to call you possessive. They nevertheless have great endurance, and once they have set their sights on a goal, they show amazing stubbornness.
Okay.
And in a quiet way, usually achieve their ambitions.
Okay, I can buy that part.
That works. Okay, so then specifically under Mercury, Mercury makes them fickle, uncertain, and restless.
That seems at odds with what we heard before, but okay.
Well, just right now, you're leaning...
Oh, right now. Okay, right. Okay. I mean, I'd certainly feel restless
you're
right now.
Cancer with a dash of Mercury.
Okay.
All right. Hey.
Cool.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Finally used this tea cup from the Salem Witch Museum. Very fine.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, now we know why the general idea of looking in the tea leaves is still part of the vernacular.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I really like this cup too. This is cool.
Yeah, isn't that neat? And the saucer, good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Hot drink rating?
Oh, hot drink rating, obviously thumbs up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And,
for this part. Yeah. For the Etsy part, I suspect there were zero drinks involved.
Yeah, which is sad.
Which is, offensive because you're pretending to have a hot drink and you don't. That's Kabbalah Center shit, where you're like, hey, can you use the hot drinks over here? Oh, they're all out.
What we expect from you Etsy tea leaf readers, if you're listening, is a photo of a teacup that has been at least emptied. If you didn't drink it, fine. Maybe that would put in too much of your energy. But at least show me the teacup on today's newspaper. Get a newspaper subscription. And do an overlay where you draw little circles around the symbols and say, like, I am seeing this shape as something.
Or see how it landed in my... prefabricated cup
it's
on
pointing
the Taurus.
At right X. Yeah, or if not today's newspaper, like a picture of me, so you show or my email, so that you show like this is tied to an individual.
Yeah.
Show me that effort for $10.
Right. It would take more effort for me to make this up and bother than to just go ahead and do the tea reading in real time. Make it like that. Even if then it costs I bet you could then quadruple the cost. Yeah.
I would pay more for that to feel at least I got an individualized reading. I mean, if setting aside the readings themselves, I want to feel that individualization.
Yeah.
That it wasn't just something you copy-pasted from somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what would you give this on a pseudoscience rating? Where 10 is something very pseudoscientific, like the coronavirus was made in a lab.
Okay, which it was demonstrated not to have been.
Right. And 1 is something that's not at all pseudoscientific, so very scientific.
Okay.
Like, the coronavirus is very clearly a natural phenomenon that evolved just like everything else.
That would make more sense than all the weird conspiracy theories that never seem to mesh well with the fact that this is global. People keep forgetting that, like, the U.S. is doing this. It's global.
Sure.
Anyways.
But now they're just like, you're right. It's a global conspiracy.
Or they're like, no, actually, it's a flat Earth. And then you're having a different conversation.
Right. It's flattle.
I like that. A flattle pandemic. Pseudoscience. That's interesting. I feel like this doesn't even pretend to be at all scientific. It's not trying to borrow any particular logic. It feels so firmly rooted in a sense of ancient tradition and in a certain mental image of spiritual people doing spiritual things. So I don't know. I'm right now I'm feeling very low on the pseudoscience scale, especially with all of the for entertainment purpose only disclaimers we saw. Not completely consistently, but we did see those. I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, I think that's true for today. I think back when this was invented, it was much higher on the pseudoscience scale because people were trying to figure shit out and we just hadn't figured as much out. And so this was a way of saying like, maybe I don't know everything. and the world has some wisdom I don't have yet, and maybe this is a way to grab at that wisdom, which at that time might have been a fairly scientific attitude.
Yeah.
Now that we know dim tea leaves don't help you, they don't help you find the future. Now, this is neither scientific nor really pseudoscientific because, yeah, as you say, no one's like trying to borrow from laboratory experiments and stuff.
I feel like it's just a wee step above a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
With a little more, pageantry around it.
It's almost a lateral move from tarot cards.
But yeah, it's not like, you just made me think, it's not like an apologist where you'll have a little institute devoted to finding scientific studies that could support the accuracy of tea leaf reading.
Whereas you do get that with stuff like Reiki.
Yeah, or even astrology.
Yeah, so, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think people...
There's probably someone doing that, but yes. So yeah, I'll go with you. I'll go three as well.
Well, what would you give this on a danger rating? Where one is something, not very dangerous, like you enjoy a nice cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Whereas 10 is something incredibly dangerous, like you try heating up some gallium and you drink that.
What's gallium?
That's the stuff that like you can make a spoon out of, but then it melts really easily in a cup of tea and you spin it around like, oh, the spoon disappeared.
Oh my God, I've never heard of that. That must be a magic trick thing.
Yeah, and there's a fantastic book called The Disappearing Spoon by Sam Keen.
Oh, cool.
That's all about the discovery of certain elements. Yeah, I bought some once and I made a big mess with it, but it's cool. It's like a metal that will hold its shape and looks all metallic, but like you touch it and it'll melt because your body heat
is... The Twin Towers were made out of that. That's my new theory. Shit. Everybody, all I need to do is say it. I don't need to investigate it at all. Okay, so I think my brain always immediately comes up with some wild plan for how you could use this harmfully, and you could, but it's gonna be pretty rare. Mm-hmm. You could use a car for a lot more damage. So I'm gonna say one.
Yeah, I'm also really low on the danger rating here. I'm with you at one because it's like even less harmful than, say, an Ouija board, which I remember growing up, like there was a lot of fear around something like that. We would have also frowned upon a tea leaf reading, but not as much as we would have frowned on a Ouija board. And now being on the other side of that, out of that belief system, it seems so quaint and silly, and we're just having fun reading tea.
Yeah. Also, there's some control in, like, if you're turning to a booklet like this one, the author has some control over, like, the parameters of your reading.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, with a Ouija board, you could just straight up ask, like, should my mom get chemo or no?
Good
point.
Whereas
with this, you're less likely to get a reading that makes you think, like, oh, this is telling me not to let my mom get chemo.
That's true. Like, this booklet is almost like a little choose-your-own-adventure novel.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, yeah, maybe you can get to page 68 and get eaten by the Yeti, but you know, that won't happen here.
Right.
It's going to be, like, oh, you're impetuous right now.
Okay. What would you give this on a creepiness rating, where one is something that's not at all creepy, like doing very well on Duolingo? You have a 411-day streak.
Congratulations.
You're very proud of yourself. What? Oh my God, how did you intuit that was about me?
As you should be.
You're very proud of yourself, whereas 10 is something that's very creepy. For example, it's the end of a long day. You've been recording all day with Carrie. You got to go home. You're so tired. You go home. You open the door. The room is filled with a red light, and you can hear just very faint chanting. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, what the fuck? You walk to your bedroom door, you open it, and it just opens into a stadium that's a Trump rally.
Oh, God. All right, that's 10. I feel like tea leaf reading does have this kind of fun, almost nostalgic creepiness attached to it. Just the imagery of, you know, I'm going to read your leaves.
Yeah, very haunted mansion.
Yeah, but I almost get a warm feeling from it. So I would say it's delightfully creepy, but not that creepy. I'll give it a 4 for its delightful creepiness.
Yeah, I think that's right too. Yeah, it's the fun creepy. It's the Halloween creepy.
Yeah, like if I was going to pull out all of my, you know, little implements that we've collected over our investigations and lay them out to create kind of a mystical feeling. I've got various crystal skulls and tarot card decks. And yeah, I'd put this out too, because it's all part of the imagery.
I have a shelf like that. Do you see it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Very nice. Nicely done. I have a little cabinet of mysteries.
Oh, right. Your little curio cabinet.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the moment to say that... Yeah, that all just seems fun and not scary unless you grew up the way we grew up.
Right.
Where it all seems very, even for years afterward, I felt nervous talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you're kind of in that in-between space right now, just know Ross and I used to be very afraid of that stuff. And we have been doing nonstop occult bullshit for 10 years and nothing out of the ordinary has happened to us.
Right. And now it's at the point where just... being able to remember that I used to have that trepidation and discomfort with these symbols and things and fear that something might come of them still gives me a little bit of it's almost an enjoyment just knowing I've tempted the fates and nothing happened.
Yeah. You know, and that's what they tell you to do with, you know, phobias or OCD, anything like that. It's like, go ahead and do the thing that that would petrify you and it will totally detooth that fear.
And then if anything,
absolutely happened for us.
You have a little bit of fun just knowing, sort of tongue in cheek, like, oh yeah, this used to freak me out, and now it totally doesn't.
I overcame it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has no power over me anymore.
So
I still won't sell my soul for a cookie.
That's
right. Still freaks me out.
That's right.
But maybe in 3 years. I think I've
sold my soul for 3 different things. One was a cookie, one was a free DVD, and there was another, I can't remember what it was.
So you may have 2 breach of contract claims against you, but besides that, nothing matters.
Who's going to enforce it? Who's going to prove it?
Who's got Ross's soul? Climb out of the woodwork.
We forgot pocket drainer. Carrie's holding up a 2. Okay, I agree. 2. Well, thank you for doing all these tea leaf readings with me.
Yeah, thank you.
It was pretty fun.
And thank you for loving me and for being my partner and for marrying me, which you're going to do.
You're welcome.
For having 3 children with me in the next couple years.
That's not how
thank
I pictured
you
that.
So much.
Okay, we're going to beat the odds. Well, that's it for our show.
Our theme music is by Brian Keith Dalton.
Our administrative manager is Ian Kramer.
This episode was edited by Ross Blotcher.
You can support our podcast by going to MaximumFun.org/join. You can buy a Jumbotron.
True.
To congratulate yourself.
From you to you.
Yeah, we love that. Or to wish somebody else well or promote your fun project. Or your
online business.
You can leave us a positive review wherever you leave your positive reviews.
Exactly. You can follow us on social media. On Facebook, we're at facebook.com/onrack, or boycott Facebook. They're terrible. That's fine, too. Or you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/ohnopodcast. Might be twitter.com/user/ohnopodcast. You get it.
You get it. And remember, from Christian Questions on YouTube.
Why should we avoid fortune-telling, witchcraft, and Ouija boards? Because God tells us to. The Bible warns us to stay away from witchcraft, fortune tellers, and anything associated with such things, like Ouija boards, tarot cards, and horoscopes. These are known as occult practices and are evil in the sight of God. Psychics, or mediums, claim they can speak with dead people. As we discussed in the CQ Kids video, What Happens When We Die, once a person passes away, their soul is dead and cannot communicate with living people. So psychics and mediums are either lying or worse, calling Satan and his fallen angels to confuse and deceive people. Fortune tellers claim to know your future, but the truth is that only God knows the future, so we shouldn't put our trust in anything else. Trying to know about our future shows a lack of faith in God to guide our lives. It's like saying we don't trust God to do what is best for us, so we must go somewhere else for answers instead of strengthening our faith to rely on Him. Evil spirits are real and very dangerous. Peter tells us that Satan is like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and destroy, so we must not participate in any occult practices or allow wicked influences into our hearts and minds. So, why should we avoid fortune-telling, witchcraft, and Ouija boards? Because God tells us to, and Christians who are trying to follow Jesus are not interested in communicating with evil spirit beings. We should always go to God and the Bible to find the answers we are looking for.
Hey, you like movies? What about coming up with movie ideas over the course of an hour? Because that's what we do every week on Story Break, a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to come up with a pitch for a movie or TV show based off of totally zany prompts.
Like that time we reimagined Star Wars based on our phone's autocomplete.
Luke Skywalker is a family man and it's Star Wars, but it's a good idea.
Okay, how about that time we broke the story of a bunch of Disney Channel original movies based solely on the title and the poster?
Okay, Sarah Hyland is a 50-foot woman. Let's just go with it, guys.
Or the time we finally cracked the Adobe Photoshop feature film.
Stamp tool is your Woody, and then the autofill is the new Buzz Lightyear.
Join us as we have a good time imagining all the movies Hollywood is too cowardly to make. Story Break comes out every Thursday on Maximum Fun. I don't know why I'm using this voice now.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.